News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's nominating former Federal Reserve Governor Kevin Warsh to be the Fed's next chair, and Sagar Magani reports it could bring big changes to the global economy's most influential central bank.
Warsh has long backed higher interest rates. The president's demanded they be lower and has hammered current chair Jerome Powell for not cutting them. Asked if Warsh committed to cuts, the president says he did not ask. It wouldn't be appropriate.
But he certainly wants to cut rates. I've been watching him for a long time.
If confirmed, Warsh would face the challenge of keeping the Fed's traditional political independence while also placating the president. Top Senate Banking Committee Democrat Elizabeth Warren says given his own past views and a president seemingly intent on dominating the Fed.
Donald Trump has made clear he wants a sock puppet, and Kevin Warsh evidently passed that test.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Stocks fell on the news. The Dow and the S&P each down about 0.4%, the Nasdaq 0.9%. The Senate has passed a measure that would fund most of the government through the end of September. It carves out funding for Homeland Security to allow Congress to debate new restrictions on federal immigration raids. The Justice Department has opened a federal civil rights probe into the killing of Alex Preddy in Minneapolis by Border Patrol officers. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche.
We're looking at everything that would shed light on what happened that day and in the days and weeks leading up to what happened.
And the Justice Department has released another big batch of material from its Jeffrey Epstein files.
More than 3 million pages, including more than 2,000 videos and 180,000 images.
Deputy AG Todd Blanche again.
There's a hunger or a thirst for information that I do not think will be satisfied by the review of these documents. There's nothing I can do about that.
This is AP News. It Donahue reports President Trump's announced an IndyCar race through Washington, D.C. this summer.
It's part of America's 250th birthday celebration. The race is scheduled for August 23rd. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says there won't be gridlock on D.C. streets that day.
But to think 190 miles an hour down Pennsylvania Avenue, this is going to be wild.
The race route will include the National Mall. Roger Penske is owner of IndyCar.
And we're excited. Be areas for people to see. Most of the grounds will be free.
President Trump is relishing the prospect of cars roaring past the White House.
It's going to be so exciting, and I love the race. I don't have a lot of time to watch it, but I love the racing.
The president is urging organizers to pick the best race route through Washington streets, even if they're more complicated logistically. Ed Donahue, Washington.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.